Well, we'll tape, date the tape, if I get my tongue in my mouth. This is November the 2nd, 1996, and we're gathered for a meeting on Saturday afternoon with the commander. Greetings, Commander.
Good afternoon. This is Dad. I come in light. We're getting down to some very, very heavy times. A lot of clearing of your own spaces is appreciated. It's the only way you're going to make it through without being toppled to one side or the other. And as long as you try to stay atop the fence, you won't make it. It's decision time. It's choice time for a people, a nation, to come back under God. There's only one thing, one entity, one idea that should ever be considered in a higher place than yourself, and that's God. I was asked this week, please give us the symbol for Aton. Well, that's easy enough. Ancient Egypt also should have borne the Christ. He would have been called Sananda. He now bears that label or title anyway. He's back in your spaces. Don't expect to see him running around. And you're not going to recognize him if you do, except for the energy he will carry. A lot of signs, a lot of confirmation, a lot going, others arriving, as we begin to move into a period of time where mankind's going to have to get used to our presence. And yet you are going to have to do your job on this ungodly place until God can again be given the honor. You see, he won't take it. He has it, just as all of you have it. And part of this entire scenario is laid forth by God to allow you to grow, to make those choices. It's a special, special privilege we have today. But these children have just come home to visit. I want to point out a few things before we get into a visit with them. They have been here once before. I made sure Dharma was completely away from this town. It's dangerous for them to be in proximity. And yet, we cannot play that game forever because each one needs the support of the other. I want you ones to realize that Stan, Deanna, Whitney, and Megan are here. They are working at controlling all of the traffic across the Canadian border. I honor them. I ask him to go and get her and bring them back, and they did it within a week. There are just some times when the train is bearing down on you that you don't have time to say, well, sir, I don't know what I think about you. This is why you have to be informed. If you are informed, the only thing that you would say is not whether or not that entity may be real or false, but whether or not this is a feasibility. Is it feasible under certain circumstances that the United States, working in concert with the Canadian government, might close that border? And the answer, of course, is certainly. And any time something has made it as far as your 60 Minutes program, you better pay attention. Just because you don't like to look at that boob tube, you better start looking. Not for what they're going to tell you, but now what they're not going to tell you even more. That the Khazarian Empire now has total control of Ted Turner. He did let a little bit out. But you notice now he's doing his apologies to the masters for even questioning the possibility that Murdoch might, you know, just be controlling the media industry. That's anti-Semitic. Does everybody hear me? And he said he reminds him of the Fuhrer. Well, there have been a lot of Fuhrers. And just what does Fuhrer mean? Die Fuhrer? It's crazy. But rather than start a big war with Janie, he decided it was a lot simpler just to apologize. But he didn't apologize to Mr. Murdoch. He did it for the press. So how much news do you expect to be able to get? It is flying like incendiary bombs around you today. Part of it is total bullshit. Part of it is half-truth. Part of it's very, very real. And it is centered to make you high center a few days before election. What will happen on election day? The guess is, from observation, that not much. Because they will have done all of their things before election day. You may not have half a nation by election day. So you have to be reasonable at everything that you attempt. So before it's been a month since we've had a meeting, and it's a Saturday, so it was not too convenient for many to come. So we're very appreciative of you ones that have come. I want Stan and Deanna, for instance, to realize that Millers are responsible for the tractor. They have kept us living and breathing here and allowed us to turn our focus to some other rather magnificent opportunities abroad. You look around your world and you say, well, the United States is in great trouble. In South Africa, Magnus and Carol look around their world and they say, my, Africa is in trouble. Limberis looks around Greece and says, oh my God, Greece is in trouble. And then all of you listen to the news and you can't decide who is your enemy. Watch what your fundamentalists are trying to do. You have the sickest bunch of religious leaders on the globe. Give me an honest Muslim or Islamic person, and I will bow my knee. Give me your Pentecostal evangelists, and they are fools. And they lie to you. And they cheat you of your soul. And then you're given great opportunities. The experts are going to teach you. We've been the route of the CIA. Oh, the CIA owns Contact, owns DORMA. Well, they're the lousiest bunch of paymasters I've ever run into. And now what do we have? Scratch your head over this one, friends in this room, who sent some of you mortgage money to keep alive Ray Ellen and Gunther Rosbacher. Ray Ellen is now on a speaking tour for Global Sciences, etc. She is going to tell the world, now that she's an authority on channeling, energy development. God save us! This is another one of your ladies who belong to the equivalent of a witch's coven. The costume that she's so proud of and hangs on her wall is a black cape. Is it all right? No. It is not all right. It is your choice, and you have every right, and you have absolutely every right to go do whatever it is you want to do. But don't come to a servant of God of light and ask me if it's okay. It's not okay, and you know it is not okay. What were your feelings, Kathy, on Halloween? It's a day. An incredible day to get through, isn't it?
Terrible knowing children are being hurt.
And they are. They are. So I want to say that Kathy O'Brien is here and Mark Phillips is here. And I'm even hesitant to ask them to even speak on the subject because they've just gone through the most heinous little satanic holiday, except Christmas, on your list. And I hope that all of you will read yesterday's writing. In Saint Nick, Olus, you have all the words for Satan. In many, many countries, Satan is spelled S-A-T-I-N. All of the letters of Satan are contained in Saint. And you all know that the term for the devil is Old Nick. It hasn't been very many years ago, well, in some of your older lifetimes, when they introduced Xmas. Oh, some of the Christians were incensed. What do you mean? You have left Christ out of Christmas. Well, Christ was never in Christmas or Xmas. This is a Khazarian commercial holiday built on the old traditional satanic rituals. Does that mean that old dad here is, oh, you are coming down on Christmas again? No, I'm not. It is what is within your heart. And if you enjoy the expression of love and giving at Christmas, go for it. It's better than skipping all year. It means exactly what it means within yourself. The same with Easter. Christ ascended. Jesus ascended? Where the hell do you think all of you go? Big deal. So what are we going to do? Oh, that was such a big, exciting thing. We maybe can ascend on Easter that we have to crucify each other on Friday to see if it works. Well, that's been done. You've gone beyond that. You're 2,000 years, and you don't even know how to count. Just like the New York professors, politicians actually, wanted to round off pi, you know, pi r squared, that pi. It's a fraction, and it's really annoying. So they were going to legislate rounding off pi, so there would be no fractions to deal with. Well, isn't that about the way you've done with your calendar? You don't have any numbers in your computers to represent year 2000. What are you going to do for the next millennium? Wow. I'm sure some commercial Kazarian will think of something so that you have to buy all new computers and chips and hard drives and all of this. Something will save you. But guess what? They wanted to count Jesus' birth, Emmanuel, Isu, Isa, Asa. They wanted to count that Christ child's birth. Somebody did. It was not the Jews. As zero. That would be a lot handier, because after you move along in the years, you've got to have delineation lines. Before here is B.C., after they kill him, that's somehow A.D., and of course they all have Latin or Aramaic terms. But they didn't have any Roman numeral for zero. So you cannot really conscientiously celebrate 2,000 years of this child's birth, which, by the way, was in August, not in December. That's just one little error. Until 2001. Because there was no way to represent zero. There is no Roman numeral for the term. So when you get out your Bibles, your Quran, your Torah, and you open it up and you lay it out, and there it is in English. Good old St. James. Do you really think St. James went through verse by verse by verse, translating correctly? Don't you think maybe the king would say, oh, it is good to be king, and I'll tell you what you're going to believe? So then you have to deal with the possibility of error in these books. And the way you know there is error in the book is because of all the false teachers that stand up and say you must believe every word in the book. And while they're uttering that phrase, they're lying to you. They are treating you like lesser beings than human. They don't believe it. They use it. And I know something else that's happened since Kathy entered our lives. You can't even listen to your Western radio stations anymore, can you? You can't even stomach Alex Houston coming on with his insipid, rotten jokes. You can't even look at Loretta Lynn, can you? And then God help you if you can look at George Bush as a man. Can I deal with George Bush? You better damn well believe it. I certainly can. To deal with someone or to do business with someone, as long as you adhere to the laws of God and man, do you have to become evil? You're in an evil world. If you've not the strength to remain with integrity while evil tries to pull you down, that's your fault. And it's going to come a time when the old excuses are not going to longer work. I didn't know. Yes, you didn't know. We have spent 8 years writing it down so you would know. The great circulating words of wisdom when Mark and Kathy were here before was that Dorma ran and hid because Mark would see through her. I hope so, Mark. I sincerely hope so. Zorba, you understand. You have to understand by the same resource. Hypnotizes everybody in the room and they become mesmerized and lose their minds. And it takes months away from here for them just to recover their senses.
George Green still hasn't recovered.
What would we do without them? Well, we're going to talk about some things here because I overhear all of this conversation. And for Mark and Kathy, I could just go down the line and show off. I purposely did not entertain the idea of breakfast together or lunch or anything because I like to be caught cold. And then something always lights up inside and says, "Ah, God, that's real." We're in this together. And you nice people are seeing a lot more than you're recognizing. And there is a lot of rumors in the rumor mills. And some of them are so flamboyant that they're not worthy of much more than laughter. But some of it is so real that it takes the pit of your stomach and turns it into knots. And you think the entire world is headed down that little yellow brick road to Oz. Not just the ones who have been tampered with and the efforts made all out to destroy. Because you see, once you have walked with God, their energy cannot touch you unless you allow it in. And it's the time of gathering the crew. It is the time of becoming personally involved enough that we put faces and energy one to the other. Because when I'm ready, and you are ready, you'll get your information. And you'll get it all at once. You'll know. Now, as you move into this cycling, I want to take some of the topics that have been just really since yesterday on your hotline. And I want to talk about them a little bit. Because some of them are half-truths. But the worst half is that which you don't expect. Let's talk about this term that's being used with the closure of Congress. Scindia. Or Dai or whatever. Do you think that's important? Do you even know what I'm talking about? See? And who said? And who is that? All right. When Congress adjourned, written into the record, there was no date for reconvening Congress, period. They adjourned without saying we will meet on the 3rd of January next and form the 106th Congress or whatever. Now, what might that mean? It can mean everything from everyone there knowing nothing and it being put into the record, to nobody there knowing anything and it being put into the record. It could have been put into the record at 1 o'clock in the morning or 1:30 or 12:30 like they bring in the Federal Reserve System. But the reason that that was done this time is because of the need. They knew there would be a need to reconvene during the period of recess. And they did not know when they would need to do that. And they had to cover their backsides. If they want a convening at 12:30 on the 24th of December, It has to be in the record to allow for that. And the ones who want to hang around Washington can all go down to the office building, and all it takes is four or five people to pass a law, pass a bill. You are going to have a state of emergency declared. And I says going to happen. You already are in a state of emergency. You are already operating on emergency law. You are already under martial law. But the game has to be played. This is something you have to know about your adversary, Satan. Always the game has to be played in such a way as to lie, cheat, and steal. And deceit. That's the name of his game. While he's looking good. When George Bush stood before everybody and said, I know what my constitutional rights are. You don't need to tell me. He meant it. He knew it. You haven't, gosh, probably since your Civil War, convened a legal legislature. So let's not try to get off on that. Well, it's unconstitutional. Of course it's unconstitutional. So don't look shocked that they would do something like this. Most of you in this room cannot tell me. There are one or two who would be able to. What was it like when they confiscated your gold and made you turn it in? And you see, that was back in the 30s. That's not generations and generations ago. You think they won't do it again? At the turn of the century, the plan was being really laid for the final blows. And the first major, major confrontation to the sanity of a world was in 1917 with the Bolshevik Revolution. Never mind the Spanish Inquisition and the French Revolution, and you say, oh, the good old days. Yeah, wow. Those were really good old days. And I don't think you've walked 10 steps from there. Oh, but there were the Crusades. Yeah, that went with the Inquisition. Anytime you have anybody deliberately killing in the name of God, you have a lie. And let me tell you why. If God wants to kill, God can do it, whammo. I have a right to defend myself. Yes, you do. And you've got stronger things to defend yourself than your little pop guns. Well, they've got lasers. And I'm telling you, they've got lasers. We've got lasers. I've got lasers. Everybody in God's heaven got lasers. And we're going to walk all over the world with our lasers. Surely that doesn't count as killing. If we just sort of evaporate you, you go back and, well, you start over. Ascend. I could do that and we could all just learn to ascend today. But you don't cop out on me. And I'm glad that Mark and Kathy are here for another reason. If Kathy can come up from the depths of hell, you can move from where you are to where we need to get. And if Mark is willing to step out there and face these bastards, face to face, then you can get from here to over there. Our team has got to do it. Well, how many's on this team? I'm tired already. I hear. How many do you need? Well, you certainly need one dedicated enough to do it. Now, Norma will tell me, well, if you just gave me some time to think about it, sir, I might, you know, have a reasonable answer for you. So we don't give her time to think about it. It's simple solution. But when we talk about gathering up military men, possible enemies, whose enemy? You see, you have to understand something. When rumors come, the honest people who have experience literally, you know, back up in a stunned position and say, geez, I can't put my name on this. They're going to kill my family. Because anybody dedicated enough to nation and God is going to step out there and say, there's nothing else I could do to me. I already know about this ascending. I've done it several times now, and the journey back is worse than the one going over. So let's see, what is it that they can use to terrify me? So we'll get Kelly. Now they've got you. Does that make Kelly safer? No. Unless we can bring forth into freedom and liberation the children and allow them again to live openly in decency and morality and allow God to take care of those insipid imposters. You don't need to. They're going to do it themselves. And as long as you know what they are about, they cannot touch you. Sounds impossible, doesn't it? Well, they can certainly make a mess of me. Dorma's made that trip back and forth so many times now that it's laughable. And she still says, I wonder what it's like. Good grief. How long does it take to learn? Well, maybe that anticipation, that service, it is that anticipation and anxiety. What are they going to do? And I can't think beyond this moment and this place and this me-ness to reach out and encompass the brotherhood of man. So how do you encompass the brotherhood of man? Quote, save the world. You can't save the world. You can only reach out and within self say, I know I have to do this because this is the right thing to do. And if I do the right thing and I don't ask for me from God, you're going to get and you're going to have protection. And you're going to walk right out here while the speeding vehicle goes right behind you. And you probably will not even turn around to look. Each near miss that you have anywhere in your life, why don't you just wonder for a few minutes how many you've missed? How many times your angel and God have put you right over here 6 inches away from that bullet? And frustration just reigns. Man, it makes the enemy so angry. Check your confirmations. You've heard, haven't you, that a lot of these closed bases are going to be reopened as concentration camps. Now, how can you check it out? Well, for one thing, you can go to these bases and you can see which way the barbed wire fence is adjusted, in or out. Are they going to put you in or are they going to put you out? That's simple. Drive by any of them. Check around. Listen to the news. Right over here at Barstow. At the military depot. Obsolete. They're starting to renovate. Now, how can you know that? Well, talk to any contractor around town, because that's where the next big job is going to be. Jane comes over. Hey, I think I've got a really good job lined up. Oh, where's that? Oh, over at Barstow. They're going to renovate those military bases in that depot. I thought that was closed. Oh, well, no, they're going to rebuild those houses for the staff. And say what? You better listen. That's what they're doing. Oh, and that nasty old Saddam. Don't be too nasty with old Saddam. That Saddam. He's no worse than any of the rest of your hoodlums. Probably not a lot better either. But he's certainly not guilty of what he's been accused of. Son of a gun. Oh, we have to now admit that we have infected and used chemicals, etc., on those veterans, those troops that were over there. All seeped out of one of those bunkers when we blew it up. There are over 140, 150 bunkers over there, and they're your bunkers. Are you bonkers? They can't seem to find the Iraqi bullets in there for all the U.S. armaments in there. Those are your bombs. Those are your warheads. Good old U.S. of A. And that which was purchased, you had your asinine Bush administration, Reagan administration, funneling through your agricultural department yet through BCCI and Brashiana. A whole circuit to get that stuff over there. In BCCI, Mr. Bush and Mr. Saddam Hussein had literally a joint account, $250 million in each. Mr. Bush used that nice contract all over the world. You've got another one, Sumitomo. Oh, that poor little copper trader has just pulled down another bank. $2.6 billion. Anybody get the similarity of amounts?
Did it all by himself and nobody knew.
Absolutely. He and Ollie North must have, you know, they had the conspiracy going.
And that Barings guy.
Yeah, that Barings guy from Singapore. Notice your clues. Even in that article. Even in that article, they cannot stop themselves from putting it in there. How much was this off? How much was the lie? 44%. It just happens to be the amount of the compound interest on the original certificate. But you see, they have to communicate. When you talk about CIA, Special Forces, Secret Service, investigators, no matter what you're talking about, let's just say you want the word out there. How better to get the word out there than in an article where you give false information? But you give all of the right information. And all of the agents are able to look at that and tell you exactly what that means. But it's interesting that when Mr. Ecker spoke with the president of Sumitomo, he didn't believe he'd better do business. And I'm sure that that's true. When Mr. Bush was approached, he didn't want a deal at this time. He should have. Oh, he should have. And little Neil didn't want a deal. And little Jebby didn't want a deal. We got all this stuff going in Bahrain. I got a lot of stuff going in Bahrain, too. Right in the middle of their banking conglomerate. And if anybody wants to know the officers of their major energy corporation, see Mr. Martin. We have it all listed. Got it all right out of Texas. So how do you tell what is real and what is not? Accept everything as if it's real and nothing as if it's real.